The president has signed the Independent Police Investigative Directorate Act onto the statute books. And according to the portfolio committee on this area in Parliament, the police committee chairperson welcomes the signing into law by the president of this bill because it strengthens and reinforces the independence of IPED. Simon Howell is a senior researcher at the Centre of Criminology at UCT. Simon, does it strengthen the independence of the directorate?
Well, good afternoon. It does, I would sense, in that it takes power, or direct power and absolute power, away from the police minister and puts it into the hands of the Portfolio Committee on Policing. That, of course, presupposes that the Portfolio Committee is more democratic and has IPED's interests more at heart than an individual such as a minister. So we'll wait and see, essentially. But at least it does take absolute power out of control of one individual.
Yeah. What would be an even better solution? To have the power concentrated in the hands of an independent person, an independent body? Because, yes, the portfolio committees are and have been for some months now showing themselves to me more independent than they were during Jacob Zuma's time as president, but they are hardly shining lights yet of holding the executive to account.
Yeah, I mean, look, they are ultimately political animals, political vehicles, so, you know, their independence may change over time, but there's always a risk that they could become suddenly not independent. So, ideally, IPED would be something completely independent of all of this and, you know, operate to some extent, much like the public protector would ideally operate. But all of this is premised that they have funding and leadership and many other things which are also required or are lacking at the moment.
Okay, but it's better than nothing. Is that the way we regard it?
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
But it's not as good as it could be and should be.
It could be. I mean, look, there could be more significant work on it. I think at this point in time, I don't think it's a priority, to be honest, even though it should be. Frankly, considering the amount of police concerns that have occurred under the lockdown. And, you know, the lockdown has in some sense highlighted how little control IPED does have over these things. So perhaps after this is all said and done, further reflection and concern might be appropriate.
Thank you very much, Dr. Simon Howell, senior researcher at the Centre of Criminology at UCT.